Hello, and welcome to The Rockers. I'm your host, Harrison Snowden, and I'm here with J.D. Rockefeller. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, Mr. J.D.
Well, as you already said, I'm John Davidson Rockefeller, and I founded the Standard Oil Company.
Thank you, Mr. Rockefeller. What are some of your accomplishments?
Well, some of my accomplishments is I founded the University of Chicago, and I endowed major philanthropic institutions. I founded the Rockefeller Institution for Medical Research in 1901 and the General Education Board in 1902.
All right. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about your business model.
I use a form of integration called horizontal integration, and that's basically where I ask competing oil companies if I could buy out their business. And basically with that, I do that with a lot of other companies, and I just control a just major enterprise of other oil companies, basically.
All right, we will be back in a moment. For now, let's go to our sponsor, Standard Oil Company. Do you own oil? If not, you should totally consider investing your money in it today. It's a very small, smart investment that you will not regret. And now we're back. Thank you for that ad. Mr. J.D. Rockefeller, can you describe any charitable organizations you are involved with?
Thank you, Harrison. I, for one, like to donate a lot of my money to to churches. And as I said before, I donate a lot of my money as well to medical institutions. When I first started out, I didn't have as much money, but I would always go to my local church and donate. But now, since I've amassed a lot of money, I always try to donate as much as I can to churches.
All right. Thank you for coming in with us today. And our audience has asked if you think you are a rubber baron or a captain of industry.
Well, I personally think that starting out, I was a pretty heavy rubber baron. I would do hostile takeovers, as I was talking about before, with horizontal integration. But the thing is, I didn't talk about if they refused, I would lower the prices on like their oil and take out their money. And then since they would have no money left, I would just buy the company for nothing. But as the Sherman Antitrust Act came in, we were under court order, and our company broke into small little pieces and separated the company up a little bit. After that, I obviously still had a lot of money, and I didn't really know what to do with it. So at that point, I went to the side of philanthropy, and I thought that it would be good to donate as much money as I could to the people. So I would donate my money to charities and medical institutions, as I said before.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Mr. Harrison.
No problem.